This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are speaking with Mr. Mike Blake, president of Arpeggio Advisors in Atlanta, Georgia, a business appraisal and strategic advisory firm. When business owners and executives are faced with critical multi-million dollar decisions, Arpeggio helps its clients make the right ones. Today, Mr. Blake will be discussing how to value a startup. Mr. Blake, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks very much for having me. It's nice to be back again.
Yeah, good to have you back with us as well. Looking forward to this topic and your expertise on the matter. So to kick things off today, why is valuing a startup important?
Well, probably for most entrepreneurs, valuing a startup is important because they might be raising capital. And perhaps no question preoccupies the mind of an entrepreneur and many investors, then what is the value of the startup? And the value of the startup is going to dictate how much of the equity do you have to give up in order to raise the capital that you want. And obviously, the higher the valuation, the better for the entrepreneur, because that means they have to give up less stock in order to raise a particular amount of dollars. But on the same token, you don't want to be overly aggressive and overprice your company, because there comes a point at which your valuation is so high that it is not attractive and you fail to raise capital at all, and that's typically not a good outcome. Another reason that valuing a startup is important is because there may be some compliance reasons that a valuation is required. In particular, the U.S. tax law requires that a valuation be done for stock options that are issued to employees and board members and advisors and so forth. It's called a Section 409A valuation, and that valuation is important to tell the IRS that the stock options do in fact qualify as deferred compensation, so that when you're giving your employees and your board members stock options that are not cash, you're not accidentally saddling them with a big fat cash tax liability, because nobody wants to pay that.
And that's for certain. Now, isn't value just what someone else is willing to pay, or is it different?
Yeah, so you know, the argument that value is that someone is willing to pay is often used in the startup world, and quite frankly, I think it's to the entrepreneur's detriment, because what people really mean when they say that is that you're lucky if you're going to get any investment at all, and therefore whatever somebody offers you, you should just take it. And you know, I flatly disagree with that. There are some times where it doesn't make sense to take capital. If you have to give up so much of your company that it doesn't make sense for you financially to work at it anymore, then you know that's not really good value either. So you know, value is not just what somebody who happens to be in the position to write a check dictates to you. It is a tug of war and a tension between the buyer and the seller, or many buyers and many sellers in the marketplace that will eventually over time kind of settle upon a value. But you know, I think it's very misleading and damaging to the entrepreneur to simply accept the premise that value is what somebody else is willing to pay. That's just not the case.
And what's different about valuing a startup as opposed to other businesses?
So when you have an existing business, you have a track record. you have perhaps some existing financing in place. You have some assets that are on the ground. You have some customer validation. If you're a technology company, if you're an existing business with any kind of shelf life, the technology probably has been proven to work, at least to some degree. Conventional businesses may not be so capital hungry that it's a life and death white knuckle ride to the next capital raise. Emerging startup companies face challenges that existing businesses don't face. Your customer traction may be an open question. Your employees may not be working for cash at all. The company itself may be living hand to mouth. It's based, you know, startups are basically born, generally speaking, into a distressed situation, which means that they're vulnerable to failure at any time. The success of the company may very well hinge upon whether or not you're able to secure that next round of capital, and it's very binary. You either get that capital and you grow, or you don't get that capital and the life of the company is threatened. Your technology may very well be unproven. You may not even have a patent yet. So, and of course, there's no track record, no accounting history to be based upon. So when you're valuing a startup, you're forced to look into the future that has no kind of touchstone with the past, and that makes understanding the future in a credible, robust way very difficult to do, and therefore valuing startups is just harder because you have a lot less information that you feel good about at your disposal to make that conclusion of value.
Certainly very helpful information on this topic today. We're joined by Mr. Mike Blake, president of Arpeggio Advisors in Atlanta, a business appraisal and strategic advisory firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Mike, what is your preferred way to value a startup?
So there are a lot of ways to value a startup, and reasonable people can disagree, but I'm a big fan of using the market approach because the startup world is so complex. There's so many things that can go wrong. There's so many variables that don't exist with a conventional company that trying to quantify them into some kind of forecast or a discounted cash flow model, you know, is really just guesswork. You almost have to invent the valuation as you go. And I'm not sure how helpful that is. Conversely, people that are smarter than I am, people that are smarter than I think just about any one person, are buying into and selling their interest in these companies on a day-to-day basis. And startups generally have very similar characteristics that we talked about before in terms of lack of operating history and technology risk, financing risk, and so forth. And so why not listen to how the market is valuing these high risk, high return opportunities and calibrate your sense of value to that. So, you know, in particular, there are public companies that you can look at. It's, a lot of people don't know that there are thousands of publicly traded companies with less than $2 million of annual revenue. They're effectively startups. And many companies with zero revenue, so they're clearly startups. That information can be used. And there are also some specialized data sources where you can look at the transactions, the venture-type transactions that have taken place in the past, and see how venture capitalists have valued those companies. And you may be able to do some research online, as well as talking to angel groups and find out what valuations they've been investing or they've been seeing in the marketplace. And I think that those are much more helpful and reliable and credible benchmarks for value than trying to say, well, the value of the company is equal to the amount of money invested plus sweat equity. You know, that again is kind of flexible and squishy. And you know, trying to rely on purely on a projection-based methodology for startups, it's hard to distinguish fact from fiction. So I think almost by default, you have to give a good, hard look to market-based approaches to value a startup properly.
And what makes one startup different from another, and why is one startup more or less valuable than another?
So you can boil down the differentiation among startups to a couple of key elements. One is the total addressable market. A startup that has an addressable market of $1 billion is a lot more valuable than a startup that has an addressable market of, say, $100 million or even $10 million, because the total addressable market represents or is a good proxy for the upside of the startup. In other words, the outsized return that you're expecting. The second differentiator is management team. Although I don't see management teams as the be-all and end-all as many investors do, that doesn't mean that it's unimportant. And a management team that has a track record of taking companies from startup to going public or being sold are very valuable, and they reduce the risk and perhaps increase the return profile of the company, and therefore are going to create value. And third is, what is the intellectual property situation with the company? Is the intellectual property an invention that is patentable and therefore can exclude competitors? Or is it more like software, which is basically a trade secret, and therefore you have to hope that a competitor isn't simply going to replicate what you do, because software is very hard to protect? So there are other factors, but those, I think, are the big three that are differentiators in value among startups.
And in conclusion, Mike, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip today for the listeners?
So my final tip is don't be overly obsessed with valuation if you're a startup. It's important, but it shouldn't be the conversation that dominates every discussion that you have, particularly with investors. And the reason is twofold. One, if you don't live in Silicon Valley, the chances are good then you live in a market where there isn't a whole lot of angel investing opportunity or funds available or activity. And therefore, you're going to have to make a decision as to whether or not maybe you're going to take a deal that you don't love, because that's the only way that you get your company funded and you move forward. And that's okay. Sometimes that's just the way life works. And as long as you're left with enough of the company that it makes sense for you financially to pursue it, that's okay, even if it isn't the ideal outcome. The second is to pay attention to terms. An investor years ago once told me, you know, I'll let you name the valuation as long as you name me the terms. And that's a very profound statement, I think, because the impact of the valuation can be blunted or completely changed based on what the terms of the investment are. Is it going to be preferred stocks? Is it going to be convertible debt? Is there going to be a participation feature? Are there going to be other features that basically crowd out the return from a legal standpoint that impact finances that go beyond the headline valuation? So make sure that you're not looking at valuation just in a vacuum, but rather as one important piece in trying to understand when and how and if you're going to raise capital.
Certainly a lot of valuable information shared here today per your expertise on how to value a startup. I can't thank you enough, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate that as well. Where can folks get more information about Arpeggio Advisors?
So if you'd like more information, please come to my website, www.arpeggioadvisors.com. And my Twitter handle is @unblakeable.
And you got to love that. Mr. Blake, once again, thanks for your time today here on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Mike Blake, president of Arpeggio Advisors in Atlanta, Georgia, a business appraisal and strategic advisory firm. And for more information and for contact, visit ArpeggioAdvisors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and a money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.